and the GI Bill.
Continuing after a gap of a number of years, an interview with Walter Feldman at his studio home in Providence, Rhode Island, and this is August 10, 1998.
Right, correct? That's correct.
Okay. Now, when we talked in 1972, we ended by discussing your, to some degree, your work up to that point, particularly though we concentrate on post-World War II. Maybe we want to today start out with some of the highlights of your career since then, since 1972, and then get back to talking a bit about your work. You continued as a professor of art at Brown, where you'd been appointed a full professor in 1961, but you'd been there since 53.
Right.
And how did anything new, anything changed beginning, say, in the mid-70s? I think there's now a separation of studio art from art history.
That's right. That's a very important thing
that
happened.
Did that occur way back then, about that
time? It happened about that time, yes, where the art historians and the studio people decided to part ways. It was impossible to administer such a minestrone between these two kinds of people. So we, since then, we're quite separate, and we're both departments. For a while, they made it a program, but now it's a full department, and it's clear that we have our own agenda, and they have their own agenda. Of course, there are some getting together because we share the same building.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm. But initially, it was not a clean split. I mean, you were
that's
you
right.
were a program within.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Was this a result of feeling that distinctly your needs and your outlook were different from those of historians?
If I may speak frankly,
sure.
It is because the art historians generally were arrogant and self-centered, and they thought that whatever they wanted was the way God made it, which is not true. I mean, maybe some of it was all right, but certainly they had no great tradition to say that they should get all the compensation and the slaves should get all the work. It's ridiculous to believe that the artist has no intellectual function at all. So it was much better that that we separated completely.
And did the for years had the college, Brown University, sort of back them up, or
assisted? Yes, they backed them up. Oh, yes, they backed them up, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because they were a legitimate academic discipline.
Yeah.
Although, traditionally, they were not. They became a tradition, an academic discipline.
Right.
So that, but they had already become an academic discipline by the time we got together.
But they were fairly late in the game themselves.
Yes, and I'm talking generally, not just here at Brown.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it works out much better. And they're still arrogant. They still are.
But they can be so on their own. Now,
they,
right?
Now they can, they do it to each other.
Well, when did the distinction, the complete split take place? In the later 70s? Or
must have been.
Yeah.
It must have been. I don't remember the exact date because it's of no great consequence to
sure.
me. But it was in the late 70s.
Well, you were for years, practically the only studio person.
That's right. I was the first studio person. I took the place of a man named Taylor, who was the first studio person, and he was also the first chairman of the department. At one time, he did the backdrops for the Natural History Museum in New York.
So
Taylor, his name was. And of course, you can understand that his attitude was very conservative,
mm-hmm.
but it was his place that I took.
Mm-hmm.
And for some years, I was the only studio person.
Mm-hmm. So Taylor, you say, was very conservative.
Yeah.
You came there fresh after having been out at Yale.
I taught at Yale for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it became very clear that that's not a good idea. To remain in the same place that you were a student, in my opinion, is